Hello and welcome to the Sounding Out the Word podcast, the ministry of Anchor Baptist Church in Salt Lake City, Utah, where our mission is to spread the gospel, disciple the nations, and help people find hope here at Anchor Baptist Church. My name is Tyler, and joined with me today is Pastor Jason Atwood, the pastor of Anchor Baptist Church. How are you doing, Pastor?
I'm doing great. It's good to be with you. Good to be a part of this exciting new ministry that is started by Anchor Baptist Church, and we're looking forward to seeing how God is going to bless this great ministry as we move forward with it.
I couldn't be more excited about what we're doing here. I think that we are taking advantage of technology in a way that is going to reach a lot of people, especially out here in the Valley. And I know that we were talking just a little bit before about why we want to do another podcast. And I think, you know, part of it is there's a conviction to go out and spread God's word in any channel that he'll bless us with. And I think practically, you were just telling me the other day about some statistics about the Salt Lake area in Utah, about it being such a fast-growing area.
Sure. For over the last 2 years, Utah is the second fastest-growing state in the nation. People are moving here. Some of it is because of the overall conservative values of Utah, but a lot of it is just job growth in the housing market. And what we have what we call here in the Bay Area, of course, in California, they have the Silicon Valley. But here in the Salt Lake Valley, we have what they call the Silicon Slopes. And the tech jobs are moving here, and people are moving here from California, Oregon, Washington, Phoenix, Texas, really all over the nation, and they're coming to us. And that's an exciting thing as a church, realizing the great way that God has placed us here for this time and for this season. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse number 8 is where we kind of got our theme for our podcast here. The Bible says, "For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything." And that phrase there, "for from you sounded out the word of the Lord." And that's our desire, to be like the church at Thessalonica there, where the word of God comes from us and comes from this church, which is a lighthouse to this valley. And really, our biblical mandate is not just to this valley, but to all the world.
I think the title, Sounding Out the Word, is very much in line with what we're trying to do here. We have the truth. We have God's word written down for us. And unfortunately, we are in a place where just not enough people are familiar with it, with what it says. They don't know how to find hope in it. And
it's not only just where we are. I believe it's nationwide and worldwide. This is kind of a cross-section of the world in that way, when you realize that people today don't know who Jesus is, at least the Jesus and the God of the Bible. They've fashioned maybe their own God. Maybe they live by a set of morals and a code of conduct that they were raised with. But when you have morality that is not based upon God, it's not going to last. And it's really no better than the Jews were in the Old Testament and going into the New Testament, when they were trying to save themselves by their own works.
So, Pastor, if someone out there who's moving out to Salt Lake City, the Salt Lake City area here in Utah, were to hear this podcast and wanted to find hope in this otherwise darkened world, why would Anchor Baptist Church be the place for them to find hope?
Anchor Baptist Church would be the place for anyone to find hope of any age, because we teach and preach the truths of God's Word. And that really is, in a nutshell, what we're doing and what our desire is to do. We're not teaching man's philosophy. We're not giving the latest and greatest news or self-help programs. We are teaching and preaching the time-tested values of the Word of God. This is going to help your family. This is going to help your marriage. This is going to help teenagers be what they ought to be as they seek God's will. This is going to help retired couples as they go into their golden years and influence their grandchildren for God. The Word of God is what people need in their lives, and we firmly believe God's Word changes lives.
Yeah, and I think you touched on a very important issue plaguing a lot of what we might call health and wealth Christianity today.
Sure.
Where you have people who are taking the Word of God, going through it, skimming through it, finding the bits that sound kind of pleasant to the ears, and using that as a platform to say, hey, if you just follow me, if you just give me some money, I'll make sure that you get all the health and wealth. Here's what it says in the Bible. And unfortunately, when you do that, you've taken away the whole picture of who God is and what he's designed us to be able to do for him. And you remove that spiritual fulfillment and replace it with material goods. And what I think you'll end up finding more often than not is that people who spend their whole lives chasing after material goods, trying to use spirituality, some pieces of Christianity pieced all together, they're really trying to serve themselves, and they will not find that greater fulfillment that comes with serving the God of the universe.
That is what the Bible teaches, that we're to sacrifice, and God desires our service to him out of a heart of sacrifice and a love, not based upon what we think that we're going to get because we do that. And so if someone is serving the Lord, supposedly serving the Lord, because they want to get rich or be blessed or have a better bank account or have this or that, that comes from the wrong motivation. The Apostle Paul said, "The love of Christ constraineth me." And that ought to be our motivation and our desire, simply a love for our Savior and what he's done for us.
Yeah, and that word sacrifice that you use, I think that's actually a very hot button issue in today's culture. I think a lot of people with a voice out there will say, no, it's all about you. Try to seek out as much pleasure, as much fun as you can have in this life, because this is all you've got. And again, it brings people around, and they look at sacrifice as like, oh, well, why would I give anyone my time or my things? And again, they go down this kind of self-centered road, and at the end of it, they've realized that there's nothing good that's come of it. And if they don't have that eternal hope for salvation, really they've led an empty life. And so when we talk about sacrifice, we're not talking about sacrificing to any particular man or any particular institution. We're talking about sacrifice to God and doing what God commands of us. And that sacrifice to doing the things of God has been, for me, one of the most fulfilling aspects of my life since I've been saved.
It is. And we're really combating a humanistic philosophy in the world today. And that's kind of what you were talking about, of everything is for me and the world centers around me. But that's an awful difficult place to be if everybody in the world has a world that centers around them. It's awfully lonely, and really it removes that understanding and that idea of sacrifice that the Bible teaches us that we ought to be doing in our lives.
Question, why are we doing another podcast? And we talk about helping people find hope. And I think that there is plenty of hope to be found here at Anchor Baptist Church and learning how to serve God and be around God's people. And I think another advantage of doing a podcast here is we're taking advantage of technology. We're taking advantage of another channel of communication that we've been blessed with the opportunity to use. I think oftentimes people associate traditional Bible-believing Christianity as, technology, afraid of technology, being afraid of using technology, not wanting to be on social media. But I think one of the many blessings that we've seen coming out of COVID-19 and some of these lockdowns is we've had to learn to adapt. And I think that's a blessing in its own way, because now we can look out with a new perspective and say, hey, what technology avenues are possible for us to take advantage of and to spread God's word and to spread God's truth? And I think for far too long, at least in my experience, traditionally Christians have shied away from using this technology avenue.
I think in the past there has been that, for sure. And it's hard to broad brush every church, because we're all different. We're independent Baptist. But certainly there has been that overall idea, especially with an older generation, of what we can use to reach people with the gospel. And certainly here at Anchor Baptist Church, it's our desire now to do whatever we can to reach people with the gospel. whether it's a podcast, whether it's a YouTube channel, whether it's Facebook, whether it's live stream, whatever it might be, we want to use it for God's glory. Of course, without crossing the lines of what the Bible says as far as doctrine and hurting and hindering our testimony.
So when we asked ourselves, you know, why are we doing a podcast? Part one was definitely we want to help people in the area find hope here at Anchor Baptist Church. Being that we are a local assembly of believers, and there are plenty of people moving here, we definitely want to get the word out and encourage people to come by. I think another thing that we can do, thanks to the channel of technology through this podcast, is that we can use this platform to show people that God's word is, in fact, the foundation of truth. And that's a message that can go global. You don't have to be here in the Salt Lake City area to hear that said. And I think part of what we want to do here and part of what we're convicted to do is to use the podcast to remind people and to show people that God's word is, in fact, the foundation of all truth. And I think in modern culture, we've kind of seen an attack on that foundation of truth. We see a lot of people trying to allegorize and take out of context what God tells us very clearly in his word. And we just want to shine that light in this darkness and say, no, there are people who can share and defend the truth of God's word.
Yeah, we're living in a day where God's word is being attacked. The foundations are trying to be torn down. Even here in America, I can't speak so much to the rest of the world, but in America, traditional family values are being destroyed. The family unit of a father, a mother, and children are being they're being destroyed and trying to be redefined. But the Bible says the church is the pillar and the ground of the truth. Paul told his son of the faith, Timothy, that, and he was encouraged to uplift the truth of God's word, because we know if the foundations be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? And so as God's people here at Anchor Baptist Church, we realize that, yes, it is about this local assembly, but it's also about the greater picture of what is truth. Now, we know that truth is going to go forward whether Anchor Baptist Church goes forward or not. The Bible tells us in Matthew 16:18, I will build my church, Jesus talking, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So we know that it's not totally on our shoulders, and if we fail, truth fails. We know that God's word will last and endure forever. That's a fact. But we do want to be, and I think this is the key here, we do want to be faithful in what God has given us. We do want to be good stewards of what God has given us and do our part in upholding the truth. And if we can do that through a podcast, that's our desire to do that.
So I encourage all of you who are listening that if you are in the Salt Lake City area and you're looking for a church home, if you're currently unchurched, or if you find that your church just isn't really taking you into the Word of God and helping you grow and become a more spiritually mature Christian, we'd love to invite you to come out to Anchor Baptist Church. You can find us online at anchorbaptistslc.org, where you'll be able to find our location and service times. And we really humbly invite you and encourage you to come out, come meet the pastor, come meet the people, come worship God from the Bible.
We're excited about this new ministry, and it's kind of been an idea for a while now of myself and Tyler. And you've been listening to Sounding Out the Word podcast, a ministry of Anchor Baptist Church. And most importantly, we hope that you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And if you don't know that, we invite you again, obviously, to visit one of our services in person, where we can have someone show you from the Word of God how you can have assurance of your salvation and forgiveness of sins and a home in heaven. And if not, if you don't live here locally and you can't find us locally, certainly you can visit our website again at anchorbaptistslc.org and find help there on our website of what God says in His Word about how you can have a home in heaven. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Have a great day.